Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such proof.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
I can't handle the truth either.
Minutes trying to log on to I can't do 20 whole minutes trying to log on to Blog Talk Radio. Well, we're getting ready to dump Blog Talk Radio anyway. I'll tell you about that. But anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. If you stuck with me, great. If you didn't, see you next week, whatever the case may be. But in any case, I'm here. I forgot to press the button. Oh, back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I appreciate you. 20 whole minutes. I just spent 20 minutes trying to log into this booty Blog Talk Radio. We're getting ready to dump Blog Talk Radio. I got a meeting coming up October 15th, and I think Blog Talk Radio will be dumping Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, shout out to Tubby Alley and Lamont Gates, everybody who partakes of my nonsense every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on for the moment. I know I've said this in the past, but for the moment, it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so, I got a lot, so much to talk about. Got so much to talk about. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, my brother. So much to talk about. Amber Geiger. I don't know where to start. I really don't know where to start, but I warned you. You can look on my page. But shout out to Susan Kirkland. I warned you about Amber Geiger. See, because Amber Geiger is the city of Dallas, police officer, who said she went to the wrong house. She went to the wrong apartment. The apartment she went to, which turned out to be Botham Jean, it was his apartment. Young brother, college educated, accountant, and church leader, who was sitting on his couch eating ice cream. He was killed by this Amber Geiger, who is a Dallas police officer. Now, we know, hey, Susan Kirkland, how you doing, boo? Now, I thought about this, and I was upstairs on a roof one time. I used to have DirecTV, and anybody who has DirecTV knows where DirecTV can take you. So I was up on a roof one day, and I happened to come down the stairs, and it's a full flight of stairs coming down. So I went down the first flight, went down the second flight, and the door was right there. It was the person who lives over me door. And I'm trying to get in this door, but it wouldn't open. And then I just happened to look up, and I saw that it said a different number than what my door should have said. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, but this whole thing was, a comedy from the start. And I warned you when that guilty verdict was read. I warned you not to be so happy yet, because there was more to come. It wasn't over yet. And true to form, it wasn't over. So in any case, so Amber Geiger is the police officer who says she went into Botham Jean's apartment. His door was open. He had a bright red, rug in front of his door, you know, so you wipe your feet. We all have them. Maybe not bright red, but we all have them. And so none of these things occurred to her. She went into the apartment and she didn't identify her target. She just shot him and killed him. Now, you know, there were so many, you know, that's the other thing too, Susan. Susan Kirkland wants to know if they were, who was asking the question, were they in a relationship? You know, and that was the first thing that came out, that, you know, that she wanted to kill him because, you know, maybe she wasn't getting it no more, or he was giving it to somebody else, whatever the case may be. And that's the first thing everybody said, that they may have been in a relationship. But me personally, I think there's something. This is so bizarre. You know, this isn't a traffic stop and the black person got shot. This isn't, you know, this wasn't a police operation when Mr. Botham Jean, the 26-year-old, whose birthday is either in a couple of days or just past a couple of days ago, would have been 27 years old, was murdered by this Amber Geiger, former Dallas police officer. And yeah, I do too think, Susan Kirkland, I do think that there was something else going on here. I really, really do think there was something else going on here. But in any case, so we go through the motions with the trial, and, you know, and it only took the jury 5 hours to convict. 5 hours. That's all the jury took to convict for the highest crime in the land, murder. And, you know, all across Facebook, yeah, everybody's like, yeah, get him. You know, yeah, she's toast now. And I'm like, no. And I posted it the other day before the verdict was read. I said, no, do not get excited yet, because there's more to come. Shout out to Susan Kirkland, who said, who leaves their door open while they're home chilling? That's right. I always make sure my door is locked. I mean, I make sure the door is closed. And I turn the lock to make sure it's locked, because I live by myself. And, you know, even though I do have weapons in my house, but still. You know, so we go through the trial. And as it turns out, she was, and I'll get to the end of the story. But, you know, it was so heinous in what she did. And she went up on the stand and she was crocodile tears. And this isn't about black and white, you know. See, people get that twisted. It's not about black and white. It's about wrong and it's about right. And what she did was wrong. Because me personally, I do own weapons. And if I happen to be coming home and my door is open, I'm not going to my house, even if I am carrying a firearm. I'm not going in the house if my door is open, because I don't know who's in there. I don't know how many people are in there. I don't know what weapons they might have. So I'm not going in the house if I come home and my door is open. Oh, no, I'm dialing now. I'm going to go to a safe spot, call 911, and say, look, I just came home and my door is open, and I don't know who's in there. You know, I need some assistance. And let the police come and let the police go in there and see who's there. Now, you don't go in your house if the door is open. Nobody should do that, whether you got an Uzi or AK or what. You should not go in your house when the door's open. So there were so many, she made so many mistakes in this case. She paused when she was giving them CPR. You don't pause when you're giving somebody CPR. Just one thing after another, after another, after another. So finally we get to the end, and Amber Geiger is sent, she's found guilty of murder. Now, in Texas especially, murder is usually the gas chamber or the death penalty or something like that. Well, in this case, and see, now, if the same, you know, I've heard a lot of people say there was some kind of inside stuff going on, because when you get convicted of murder, especially in a place like Texas, it's 5 to 99 years. That's the range from what you can get. So from 5 years to 99 years. The prosecution was asking for 28 years. She got 10 years in prison. And see, I told y'all, I told everybody, breaking news. It's not breaking news if you're not the first person who heard it, whoever says that. But anyway, so I warned everybody that this Amber Geiger, don't be so happy about the sentence. Don't be so happy about the conviction, because the conviction is not automatically a life sentence. And sure enough, true to form, she got 10 years. But the most bizarre part, and see, you know, it's a slippery slope when you talk about this stuff, but the most bizarre part was she was hugged by the brother of Amber, the brother of Botham Jean, who says he doesn't want her to go to jail. Just unbelievable. So the brother of Botham Jean says he doesn't want her to go to jail. and he testifies, and he gives her a hug. Then and then there's a video of the court officer helping her fix her hair, who's black too. And again, this is not about black and white, but you have the brother of Botham Jean, who doesn't want her to be killed. He doesn't want anything to happen to her. And he asks her for a hug and says he forgives her. Then you have the court officer who helps her fix her hair. And these are all black people. Then you have the judge. The judge, when do you ever see a judge come off the bench and hug anybody? So the judge comes off the bench and hugs Amber Geiger and gives her a Bible. Unbelievable. State District Judge Tammy Kemp, who actually presided over the, case, came down off the bench and gave Amber Geiger a hug. It's just unbelievable. And see, this goes back to, you know, the Charlotte. Oh man, I can't talk right now. Yeah, I'm on the radio. So the judge comes down, south of Michael Mazak. So the judge comes off the bench. The judge, State District Judge Tammy Kemp, who presided over the Amber Geiger murder trial, came down off the bench. She went in the back in her chambers, got a Bible, and gave it to Amber Geiger, went down to the prosecution's table and gave the Bible to Amber Geiger. I mean, it's just, now I'm not saying that you know, even Jesus said, you know, vengeance is mine. And I'm not knocking these folks because they are religious. They're Christians. I guess they consider themselves Christians. So they were able to forgive Amber Geiger, I guess, because the brother of Botham Jean asked that nothing happened to her, gave her a hug. The court officer helped her fix her hair. And these are all black people. And the judge came down off the bench and gave her a Bible. Just unbelievable. And gave her a hug. It's just unbelievable. And shout out to Lamont Gates. It says, wouldn't that type of almighty godly love and mercy make our darkened world much lighter? She's still doing her time. Well, true indeed, Lamont. But, you know, how many times have you heard of some innocent black person just getting out of jail after 47 years in prison? I mean, we have to acknowledge that there's an imbalance in the criminal justice system between blacks, minorities, and whites. There is, because you have the case of the principal in New Jersey just a couple weeks ago. Principal in New Jersey. Now he solicited a child for sex. He solicited a 15-year-old boy for sex. And when he went to meet the boy, the police were there to meet him. So he solicited, so that's endangered welfare of a child, solicitation, the works, and he was given probation. Now, had that been some poor, you know, some poor black person, they would have got thrown under the jail. So shout out to Myra Lewis, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. So yeah, so we want, so it's just so unbelievable how we are so quick to forgive. And Lamont Gates, you're right that, you know, like I said, it's a slippery slope. You're right that on the one hand, you know, forgiveness is important because when you forgive somebody, you know, you free yourself. You no longer hold on to that hatred. But on the other hand, you know, this police officer did kill somebody in their own house and she deserved to be punished. I guess it's not for us to say how much punishment, but wow, I mean, she only got 10 years. And then on top of that, she got hugs. She got hugs from the family. Now, the mother wasn't so in such a hugging mood, and the mother wanted her to spend a lot of time in prison. So I'm not going to say that the mother's not a Christian, but, you know, it's just unbelievable how, you know, the judge and the court officer and the brother of the victim were able to, you know, show this girl love. It's just unbelievable. 23 minutes before the hour. It's going to be a short show, ladies and gentlemen. Depends on who's watching by the time 8 o'clock comes. And then I'm going to break out of here. But yeah, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back. Just unbelievable. You know, and another thing too, and a little bit later on in the program, why is it that when a black person kills another black person, we don't say anything? What we mean being black folks, when a black person kills another black person, we were, well, seven people killed in Chicago over the weekend. Oh, shrugging shoulders. Oh, well, you know, people get killed in New York. People get killed in Chicago, L.A., Dallas, you know, all over the place. When a black person kills another black person, nobody says anything. But when a white person kills a black person, we go all in. That and a whole lot more when we come back. It's the Ron Kelly Show at 22 minutes before the hour. And we're on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I guess what's wrong with my computer. All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Protests. You know, why is it that all these, you know, you ever log on to a newspaper and they want you to, no, I don't want a subscription. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show when it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, who says, what time? Are you kidding me? She will be out in 5 years. Unbelievable how somebody could say she got her time. BS, she should have got life. Well, you're absolutely right, Jimmy. Chuck Jimmy Williams, my brother from another mother. Absolutely right. So she should have gotten more time. But see, but what does this say, though? What does this say to people who want to cause harm to other black folks? What does this say to them? Oh, they'll forgive us? You know, they'll forgive us, no problem. We can, you know, what does this say? You know, there's a message in all of this. There's a message in this in regards to you know, what message that was so, oh, because you never see white people doing this stuff. White folks don't be forgiving black people in the courtroom and hugging them and saying they don't want nothing to happen to them. Heck no. White people, like, they want their pound of flesh, you know. So white people are not going to be like, oh, you know, we forgive you. We love you. We don't want nothing to happen to you. No. White folks were like, five white folks are going all in. You know, and this hug, and I'm watching a picture of this hug, Botham Jean's brother. Jesus Christ. Botham Jean's brother hugged Amber Geiger in the courtroom, which is unbelievable. It's just so totally unbelievable. Now, you know, I am a believer, and I'm someone who does attend, you know, a church on a regular basis. So I understand that, you know, about forgiveness. I do totally get it when it comes to forgiveness. I do get it. This